News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Maternity services need to reduce the medicalisation of childbirth, according to a report from the Birth Rights Alliance. Earlier, one of the report's authors, Rachel Burringham, told us more about the findings.
There is quite a high number of inductions, C-sections and other interventions in the Irish maternity care system. So for some hospitals, just to give context, Maternity Hospital in Limerick for last year, 2024, first-time mums had a C-section rate of over 45%. The World Health Organization states that a C-section rate of higher than 10 to 15% within the population does not actually improve outcomes. So we are well above that, sometimes in excess of 4 to 5 times the recommended number of cesarean sections that should be happening in our system. And as I said, there's also quite a high number of other interventions, such as induction and augmentation of labour and instrumental births as well. Unfortunately, quite a lot of women do not feel that they are actually the full decision makers in their care. And so what I mean by that is they do not feel that they are actually giving informed consent for the interventions or other parts of the maternity care.
Rachel Birmingham there. Professor Maeve Ogan is an obstetrician and gynaecologist at the Rotunda. Morning to you, Maeve.
Good morning.
There are many reasons why this might be the case, but do you think there are too many C-sections here?
Well, actually, World Health Organization figure was mentioned there. And indeed, what the World Health Organization have said also is that we should strive that people who need cesarean sections get them. So, you know, around the world, there are scenarios where it's too little too late, you know, and people not having life-saving procedures when they need them. But equally, it's important that we don't have too much too soon. And as Rachel has eloquently said there, it's really important that people feel that their say is important, their choice is important, they understand why a particular intervention may or may not be recommended for them. And indeed, that we use population statistics as such to inform decision making. You know, for example, if we know that a woman, you know, recently here in the Rotunda, we looked at births in women over 45, and actually we found out that more than 6 out of 10 of them had cesarean birth. Now, often that was, you know, because of high blood pressure or because of diabetes or because other scenarios happened in their labour. But equally, we found out of the women who had normal births, actually 1 in 4 of them had quite severe tearing. You know, this is women in who were over 45. Yeah. And I think it's incumbent on us who work in maternity services to explain that to people and then say, well, look, you are 46 having your first baby. It's absolutely not a given that you're going to have a cesarean section, but we need to balance the risks of cesarean section with the risks of vaginal
right
birth.
And what's right for you?
What's right for you?
How much of it, Maeve, though, is down to a culture of fear amongst obstetricians and gynecologists, because they are concerned that if something goes wrong, they're going to be blamed. So therefore, a C-section in some cases might just be the less risky option.
I mean, there's lots of work previously done on this and things that have informed rising cesarean section rates. But it's not just fear, I suppose, or concern among healthcare practitioners. It's also concern among patients, you know, and people say, I'm only going to do this twice in my life. And, you know, I absolutely have zero tolerance for, you know, any unpredictability. And that is absolutely their choice, as long as they make it going, you know, with their eyes wide open as such, and make it according to their own particular history, you know. So somebody who, for example, spinal anaesthetic or epidural anaesthetic might be contraindicated, and then they're going to have a general anaesthetic.
Yeah, but
every might be riskier,
well.
You know. But every person is different. And the advantage of pregnancy being 40 weeks long is there should be plenty of time for talking.
But is there a case, Maeve, that when you're in there, and I don't know whether you do public or private, and I know there's changes in the healthcare system, but do you find yourself doing more C-sections for private patients than you do public?
No, not necessarily. And indeed, there are scenarios where people may have their first baby and have an emergency cesarean section, and then they decide they're going to have a cesarean section for their next. And they kind of say, well, I'm going to be in hospital for 5 days and I'm going to choose to be a private patient because I have more chance of getting a private room for that recovery. So it can be complex, the decisions, or it can be simple, the decisions that inform what type of care people choose. And, you know, I think that's too binary a thing to say private patients all have cesarean sections and public patients never have cesarean sections.
My question is yeah. It easier to make that call if you're a private patient than a public?
No, everybody has the autonomy to discuss the birth preference that they have with their healthcare provider, GP, practice nurse, obstetrician, midwife, and to make the right decision for them and the informed decision based on the information that they have. So, for example, you know, for people when they're going to antenatal classes to listen to what's being said, and then integrate that with their own particular risks. And it's really important in the maternity services that we don't just focus on people who can speak English fluently. Okay. You know, that we in the maternity services also provide care for people who may need translation, who may need to have things explained, who may need to understand the cultural context where cesarean section may be very rare in their environment. And now it might be a safer choice for them.
And every patient,
because of what's going on,
is different. And those conversations are important. Professor Maeve Ogan, obstetrician and gynecologist at the Rotunda, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.